Carcerum will begin in a moment.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is Carcerum.
Yep, still a fork in the road.
I have no idea which way.
Go right.
How do you know?
I don't.
Well, it's hard to argue with that logic.
Well, I don't see you coming up with any ideas.
You know, I was always told, if you find a fork in the road, pick it up.
You're either very wise or a fool.
I don't think those two things are mutually exclusive.
Go right!
What? Who said—
Over there.
I don't like them.
Let's go say hello.
Aura, hear me out on this one. Let's not.
Look, Kevin, we can't change the world if we're scared of strangers.
We also can't change the world if we're dead.
It would be good to get information. Find out if any Lucis Notori are active nearby.
Strength in numbers.
And they might be able to tell us which way leads to Dawnwallow. Guess you're outnumbered, Kev. Hello!
Oh, we were wondering if you were all gonna keep gawking or come over and say hello. Well, I'm Sarah, and this is my wife, Ilika. And this is our son, Thoman. He's six.
Six and a half.
I'm Aura, and the one scowling is Kevin. That's Formosa leading my horse, Spirit, and that's Karis with the bow.
Ooh, you're so tall.
Always nice to meet folks on the road. I swear, sometimes we ride for days at a time and only see a handful of people.
Well, are you looking to buy or trade? Our apple jam is so fantastic, you'll swear that it was made by nature herself. Or, if wine is more to your taste, you could travel an age and never find a better mint than ours.
About that apple jam.
We're not here to buy anything. We're on our way to Dawnwallow.
Yes, we figured you might be. Thoman was very excited to meet some fighters.
Fighters?
Well, what with how you're dressed and all, we figured it out. We've got a whole caravan behind us that's going there, too. Oh, you can't miss the fair. It's one of our most profitable yearly stops.
Wait, what's behind you?
A caravan. Groups who band together on the road to defend against bandits and Lucis Notori.
And they're fighters?
Sometimes. And sometimes they aren't and they hire guards. Or sometimes they're just groups of regular folks that find each other and ride along together.
But we ran ahead to get a good spot on the main street.
If we get a good spot by the pub, then we sell twice as much.
And you said you were going to a fair.
Whoa, are any of you going to be the one?
What? What do you know about the one? We're looking for him.
See, Thoman? Everyone's looking for the one. Maybe this year we'll find him.
Where? Where are you going?
What? What do you mean?
Hey, Thoman, go back in the wagon and find me a blanket. It's getting a little chilly out here.
But, Mom...
Hey, what did I say about talking back? If you want to see the tournament, you have to listen to me.
Yes, Mom.
All right. Who are you? Who are you backing?
What? I don't know what you mean.
You're going to Dawnwallow. So who is your hero in the tournament?
We don't know anything about a tournament.
We're trying to find the chosen one.
You're true believers, aren't you?
Ilika, don't.
Mom, I can't find the blanket.
1 second, sweetie. Stay back
don't
there.
Don't take another step.
What are you doing?
Whoa. All right, everyone. I think we've led them on long enough.
What?
What do you mean? And don't move.
I'm so sorry. It was all... It was all meant to be in fun.
Fun?
What are you doing?
We're sorry. We've never been to Don Wallow. A man in Stony said we might be able to pick up some extra coin there by pretending to be fighters. Right, everyone?
Yes.
Right.
That was a very stupid man.
I agree.
Aura and I, that's Aura over there. See? We have a game that we've played since we were just about as old as your son there. See, whenever somebody talks about the prophecy or the one, we like to play along. Because most people who follow it are pretty nuts, right? Anyway, always good for a few laughs, and we don't get much opportunity to do it anymore. I mean, how many people still talk about the prophecy, right?
Well, if you get to the fair, that'll change. Oh, Alika, put your sword away. Look at them. They clearly aren't a threat. It was just a misunderstanding.
Huh.
Yes. I am sorry.
Well, all right then.
We're sorry. We clearly got in over our heads with our little joke. But, tell me, who did you think we were?
Tournament zealots. But I should have known you were harmless. I mean, just look at you.
Okay. Someone else talk to me.
Here's your blanket, Mother.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Oh,
Mom, stop.
So, you're headed to Don Wallow to pretend to be fighters in the tournament, is that right?
Right. But we've never actually been there. What's it like?
Oh, you are in for such a treat. The tournament is held in a big arena right outside the town walls. It's so much fun. There are performers and food from all over. You're gonna love it.
And more merchants go there than any other gathering. And best of all, we all make a profit. Of course, the tournament is the main attraction, but we tend to stay away. It's bloody business.
Hey, you promised I can watch this here.
I didn't promise. I said we'll see.
And the winner of the tournament, what do they win?
Ooh, they were the chosen one.
What?
Well, originally the tournament was established to allow all those who believe they're the one from the prophecy to compete and prove their claim to the world.
These days it's mostly guards and mercenaries who just want to show off. Use it as a stage to demonstrate their skills with a blade or a bow to a huge audience.
Last year everyone died.
Everyone did not die. Most of the warriors dropped out before the last round. Well, the last round's a fight to the death. Usually only the true believers stick around to compete in that.
True believers?
Tournament zealots. Same thing we thought you might be for a moment. These people are deranged enough to believe they're actually the chosen one from the prophecy.
Well, what's so wrong?
I take it you don't think this tournament will lead us to find our salvation.
Don't get us wrong. It would be nice to have someone solve all our problems. But I doubt the chosen one is going to turn up at a fair designed for entertainment.
And there's been tournament winners before, yet nothing's changed. Everything's still... Oh, just look around.
If you attend, watch out for the true believers. Those zealots and their followers can be worrisome. Best to stay away.
They've been known to act violently towards anyone who doesn't share their beliefs. And their followers are quick to attack anyone who follows a different chosen one than they do.
Crazy bastards thinking they're the one.
But what's so crazy?
There is a chosen one. We know him. He's... Oh!
Look at us. We're getting in the mood for the tournament already. Yeah, that's good. Maybe instead of pretending to be fighters, we should pretend to follow one. That's a good idea, Karis.
Well, if you're looking for fighters, I know there were a few at the head of the caravan.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We have to go. They caught up to us. We chatted too long.
Thoman, sit down and wave goodbye.
It was an honor speaking with you.
You too.
Bye! You're my favorite fighter!
Thanks!
Not you, him!
You know, I'm not even mad.
Bye-bye! Bye!
Aura, if you keep digging your nails into your own hands, you'll draw blood.
Ugh! But they're making this into a stupid game!
It doesn't seem like anyone is forced to compete.
That's not the point.
Then tell me, what is the point? If some special hero is supposed to grace us all and save the day, then they should be able to do anything, right? Even survive a stupid and dangerous contest. And in the meantime, all of us nothings who apparently can't do anything to fix the world can have a little fun. And if these fighters die during the tournament, well, I guess they aren't actually from the prophecy. So, no harm done.
Have you already forgotten about Godrick?
You know I didn't mean... I'm sorry. You're right, this shouldn't be a game.
Istin is the chosen one. If he competes, he wins.
Given the way that family looked at us when they thought we might be true believers, if we want to blend in, we may not want to talk about Istin. Hey, look, the Blue Wagon is almost here. Do you want to talk to them or let the caravan pass us by?
What do you want to do, Aura?
Let's talk. We should know what we're getting into. Hello there! I heard you're traveling to Donwallow.
You heard right. I take it you all are heading to the tournament too?
Yes, we are. Mind if we chat with you?
Sure. So long as you can keep up.
Can't stop?
Well, it's a long caravan. Quite hard to stop the whole thing for every traveler on the road. Oh, where are my manners? I'm Jonathan. These are my friends, Anselin and Teresa.
Hello.
Hi.
We were hired to guard Mr. Zayt here.
I'm Aura. This is Kevin, Formosa, and Karis. So, are you competing?
Yes, I am. This will be my second year. Last time I made it through the first round, but lost in the second. I'm a better fighter than a builder.
What kind of tournament is this?
This your first year? Ooh, don't tell them anything. It's more exciting that way.
I'll just say that with all my training over the last year, I think I can do much better now. It should be fun.
You think fighting is fun?
It's a challenge for sure. I like seeing how far I can push my limits, and if you do well, jobs line up. A good performance in the tournament can set you up for the whole year long. Are any of you competing?
I don't know. Maybe.
If you don't know, then you aren't competing.
The entrance fee for participants is a prophecy. And those were hard to come by.
Oh, we have a prophecy. Actually, we have two. Hold on.
Why would they want competitors to bring a prophecy rather than money? That seems curious.
Don't know for sure. I'd imagine it has something to do with the whole idea of finding the chosen one prophesied in the prophecy, but nowadays it just feels more like a vestigial element of a bygone era. The good bit about it is that a fighter bearing a prophecy can bring a team of people with him, you know, to help with armor and things, so my friends here will be my companions this year.
Being a companion is really an excuse to have a fantastic view without having to pay.
Yep. Seems like a lot of folks come to the tournament just because they know the participants had to have a prophecy to get in. Makes it more exclusive. The prophecies are the draw, the attendees are the money. Although, why anyone would pay to watch this wet noodle fight in the arena is anyone's guess.
Oh, if you're participating, that means you have a prophecy, right? Do you mind if we take a look?
I suppose. But I'll warn you, I'll run off and steal it. Faster than I look.
Fair enough.
Where are the prophecies? I know I left them in here.
Aura, look at this. I don't know what it says, but isn't it longer than the other two?
It's different from the others. Why are they all so different?
What's it say?
I can't read that fast. But it kind of looks like a combination of my mom's and the one from the pub. But there are different words all over it and an extra line at the end. The last line says, "And as those who can never draw breath rise up, the Savior shall draw steel."
Wow, that's ominous.
I'm curious. Do you fulfill what's written there?
Fulfill it? Of course not. Look, only the zealots give a rat's ass about all that fulfillment nonsense. The tournament doesn't need you to actually fit the prophecy you bring. They only care that you hand it over and claim that you are the one.
The true believers? Cultists, if you ask me. They'll follow you for hours to convince you to join whatever screwed up group they're in. And when you refuse, they're quick to anger.
Be warned. If you do compete, keep an eye on them.
But at least they're easy to make a profit off of. They'll bet everything they have that their chosen one will win, even if they're clearly outmatched.
Oh, one fella literally bet me the shirt off his back. Surprisingly, it was a perfect fit. Oh, ow, I think it may be the one I'm wearing.
I need to leave.
We've been traveling for too long. We should rest. We'll meet up with you at the tournament.
Safe travels.
Are you okay?
No one is taking this seriously, and I think Istin stole our prophecies.
Oh. So, not okay.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The arena is more impressive than I thought. I didn't think it would have stone walls.
It's not that impressive.
This is where we part. Spectators, that's you. Go through that gate over there. I'm going through this entrance for the fighters. And here is your horseback. I can't say I'm sad to part with him.
What the hell does that mean?
Have fun waiting in line at your entrance. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to just walk right in at mine.
Why do you get the shorter line?
Because I'm special. It's been a real pleasure traveling with you. Though I fear with this crowd, we may not see each other again.
You may not see us, but we'll be watching your fights. Try not to die, eh?
Listen, when I win, I'll be sure to thank you in my speech for accompanying me here.
Yeah, thanks, Chosen One. I'd rather you reward us with money.
Don't forget, he has prophecies.
Ah, yes. And a prophecy at the tournament is better than money. See, I have a spare prophecy. I can use the one the girl gave me to enter and sell the other one. And right now, a prophecy is worth its weight in gold. Or a lot more than that, since paper doesn't weigh much. The point is, a gold coin is worth what it's worth. A prophecy, on the other hand, well, as we get closer to the tournament, that little scroll will be worth more and more. I'm gonna make a fortune on this.
The other prophecy, you say you got it from a girl. What girl?
Funny story. I defended her from Eleusis Naturae, and she rewarded me with this prophecy to thank me for saving her life.
Did she mention where she got it?
No. Actually, she was so grateful that she basically begged me to take it as a reward.
Did she happen to come from Shadowrun?
I don't know. I wasn't paying too much attention. I had just bested Eleusis Naturae. I was a little preoccupied.
And this girl, what was she like?
Earnest. Simple. Think she's good with a sword.
Was she with a companion? A young man, also good with a sword?
Why all the interest, Vorloff? Well, he definitely wasn't a good fighter, but she did have an annoying friend with her. The less said about that idiot, the better.
I don't believe in coincidences, and her path keeps crossing with ours. I'd like to say hello. What was her name again?
I don't recall.
You don't recall. But you remember so much about her.
Memory can be a funny thing.
So funny, yes. Isn't that funny?
Hilarious.
I can barely contain my laughter.
Tell me, how's your memory now, Istin?
I should really get going.
Oh, yes. Have to pay the toll. Hand over a prophecy. But with an extra worth more than its weight in gold, my, word got out about that. I bet a lot of people would be very, very interested. A lot of people. I'd imagine some might do such unsavory things to obtain it for themselves.
Dreadful things.
Such state of affairs, really.
Though we're very good at keeping secrets for our friends. We are friends, aren't we?
I should like to think so.
And a friend would never lie to us, would they?
I wouldn't lie to save my life.
Then do you think you remember her name now?
Like I said, I don't remember.
You know, memory is a funny thing. I just remembered we have passes to get into either side of the fair.
Oh. How so?
These rings on our hands. They aren't mere decorations. Are you sure you don't know her name? Because if I find out you're lying to me, well, like Hal said, we will be seeing you. And as you don't lie to your friends, I suppose that would make you our enemy.
Are you threatening me?
Oh, no. Not threatening. Promising.
Actually, you know, maybe I do remember her name.
Oh?
Aura. Yes, that's right. Her name is Aura.
Aura.
Now, I'm leaving. And don't follow me.
Naturally. We wouldn't want to impede our friend. Best of luck in the tournament.
Bye, chosen one.
You there.
Let's see your prophecy, then.
Here you are.
All right. This looks like it's in order. Hold on to it till you're called into the fight. Let's see. What's your name?
Name's Istin.
Okay, Istin. Any companions or handlers? Arriving now or later?
No. No one's accompanying me.
Bye, sweetie.
No one.
Finally, civilization. Anyone else want a beer?
You are far too happy about going into a walled trap.
It's a walled arena next to a walled town. Walls keep monsters out and us safe inside.
All right, which gate do we go through?
Obviously the one with the shorter line.
Hey, where do you think you're going? Where's your prophecy?
What? The people in front of us didn't
they
have...
They were with a competitor.
Oh, what do you know? We're with a competitor, too.
Name?
Istin.
Istin. There is a participant with that name, but he said no one was with him. Now, provide a prophecy or leave. The other entrance is for spectators.
Istin said no one was with him?
Yes.
No one?
That's right.
He didn't say Karis?
Look, either prove your competitor or you leave. It's not that difficult to understand.
How do we prove we're a competitor?
Do you have a prophecy? All I need to do is see it.
You don't take it?
They will take it from you at the opening ceremony. Do you have one or not?
Well, not on us.
Well then, it seems your only other option is to leave.
Give us a minute.
Why would Istin say no one was with him?
Because he's an asshole.
And why would he steal both prophecies? I can understand taking one so he can participate, but both?
Because he's an asshole.
Well, he took the prophecies and claimed to be alone. I believe this Istin fellow may be an asshole.
The arena is obviously separated into the competitors and the spectators sections. Unless we get into the competitors' side, we won't be able to talk to Istin.
So, what do we do?
We break in.
So no beer then. Aura? Beer?
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's show right after this message.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Time is pressing. What's the plan? Do you want to keep asking to join a group?
No, it's not working. We have to try something new.
Oh, I have an idea. I'll seduce the gatekeeper.
I take it from your expressions that you're not thrilled with this idea.
Carcero, created by Shane Salk and William Holmes. Follow at Carcerum the Series on your favorite social media platform. For a full cast and crew list of Carcerum, please visit our website at carcerumtheseries.com.